You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I like talking about people.
Quite
who don't
honestly,
have
I thought Sean Chapman and Holly would be down here.
Hey guys, hate to be a buzzkill, but shouldn't you guys be?
Hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan. Will you be an angel for a helpless
you?
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, with a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, through the looking glass and beyond. Our web address, philhendryshow.com, the right arm, the strong right arm of the Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Live streaming video of the show, live streaming audio, podcasts all over the world, man. We got podcasts coming out of everything. We got archives that are thousands and thousands of hours worth. We have our news feed. You can stay up to date on what's going on in Phil Land, man, by being a BSP. And also checking in with comments as well on our news feed. And things are going to get a lot hairier and heavier and crazier here in the months to come. So pick up a BSP at philhendryshow.com. Now, Lloyd Bonafide is going to join us this evening. Mr. Bonafide, a Korean War veteran, a man who is a retired heating and plumbing executive from Alhambra, California. We're going to talk to him in a moment about the commercials that you and I have both been seeing. And I asked the question before we went on the air of my producer. I think I got the answer. What is the name of the company that is putting on the air, the agency that is putting on the air, those commercials that feature those terribly abused animals? It's the ASPCA, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. We'll be talking to Mr. Bonafide about that. 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-PHIL. And coming up next hour, of course, we will have our news hour as well, so join us for that. So if you are watching cable television, especially for any great length of time, if you're watching your favorite show, especially at night, you will see on occasion these commercials that air on TV for the SPCA, the ASPCA. And they are extremely wrenching. They show these animals that are have been terribly abused. The animals are obviously injured in some cases, and they're being carried out by rescue workers from God knows where. And we are asked to contribute. Here's a sample. Sarah McLachlan, who is the singer and songwriter, has contributed her efforts to them.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan. Will you be an angel for a helpless animal? Every day, innocent animals are abused, beaten, and neglected, and they're crying out for help. Please, call the number on your screen and join the BCSPCA with a monthly
right.
gift right
the
now.
The BCSPCA.
For just $18.
So I knew that you guys were listening to something.
Day,
what is the BCSPCA? You know what that is? That's Canadian. But in any event, Mr. Bonafide, you and I, we live in California, so we hear something a little bit different.
Yes, sir. Well, the commercial that I've heard is that a young lady singing a different song, but nonetheless, it's the same tenor of commercial that I've heard her do. And the commercial itself is a very wrenching, you mentioned. It also, I think, is extremely overdone and when they play,
what do you mean by overdone?
They're playing the commercial all the time, and they it's on every hour or so, and they play it, and they the general impression, you know, that you get is that you begin to ask yourself, am I an animal abuser? Because anyone that has ever had a dog or a cat, and the animal has stood in a doorway, or the animal has been in your way, and you move the animal out of the way, this commercial wants us to believe that, you know, that I hate it.
Well, the commercials that you and I are talking, everyone's familiar with these commercials. They're tough to watch.
Well, you said, Mr. Hendry, that you turn it down.
I do. I have to tell you, I do. It's very hard for me to watch the commercial nobody, you know, it's like little children and cats and dogs. I mean, who are the innocent of this world who are abused?
They are, in my opinion, they're overdoing the message, because I consider myself to be an animal lover. And I consider myself to be a man who has enjoyed the company of domestic dog, the dog and the cat. But I certainly am very, very offended by the idea that I abuse animals.
Well, no, who is saying that you abuse animals? How is this commercial saying that you abuse animals?
By the repetitive and redundant nature of these commercials, as they are being aired over and over and over again, they obviously interfere with the television programming that you're watching and will put you in a mood that is decidedly a negative mood, so that if I'm walking into the kitchen from our living room, as I did the other night, and we have a boxer dog that was laying across the doorway, and I kick it out of the way, my wife reacts as if I am a abusive, that I'm on that commercial.
And your wife reacted to you, what, kicking your dog?
I kicked it out of the way. I didn't kick my dog. I kicked it out of the way. There's a big difference between kicking an animal, Mr. Henry, and getting it to move.
Well, how did you kick it? Did you just kind of nudge him?
I kicked it. I kicked it out. I got it out. And I love my dog. And we've had this boxer. Well, we had the mother for 2 years, and the mother finally got too old, and we had to have her put down, and she'd had the litter, and we've got this guy, Spark. His name is Spark, after the older brother that he had. And we've loved this animal for a long time.
But you kicked the dog. All right. But what the whole point of this that we're talking about right now is that these commercials, these SPCA commercials, which are being aired, right, have you in the mood to not want to donate to the SPCA?
Yes, sir. They've got, because they are now creating in me a resentment of the very animals that I want to say. I have, you know, because now they're making it seem as if because you take a cat or you take a dog and you throw it away from where you are to get it out of there, you're an animal abuser. If those Marines in Iraq who had those puppies and threw, I'm not saying that's the right thing to do, but they threw the puppies away from the battle area.
The way people saw that video, those Marines throwing those puppies into a ravine, was anything but helping those dogs.
I don't know. I wasn't there. But I have been in combat, and I have had a pet in combat, and when the Chinese in Korea, when I was in Korea, Phil, in 1950, and they finally had reached the Yalu River, and they were on their way to the Chosin Reservoir, I had a dog. It was a beagle puppy, but when I heard that the Chinese had reached the Yalu, I threw the dog overboard. There's nothing. What are you going to do?
You took a dog and threw it overboard.
We were in a war zone. In a war zone. You understand that, correct?
Yes, sir. The idea of taking a puppy.
Mr. Henry, when you go to war, you let me know, and then we'll talk about what you do with a puppy when you've got a 500,000 Chinese breathing down your neck. So I am resentful of that Sarah McLagan woman and the commercials that she's doing. Because she's basically saying that a normal relationship with an animal is cruel.
Well, I'll tell you, our number 877-876-PHIL. When you say you kick a dog out of the way, if you're nudging a dog with your foot,
I'm doing what every person in America does every day with their dog. They kick it out of the way. You know,
a full kick.
You know what I mean by a kick. I'm not kicking the dog to hurt the dog. I'm kicking it out of the way. And I've done it with cats. I don't know anyone that hasn't kicked a cat out of the way.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is another part of these commercials we're telling you folks about. This is Sarah McLachlan or McLaughlin or whatever the hell her name is. And this is for the SPCA.
In the arms.
Oh, this is just the song?
See, this song to me is... I think it's a horrible sounding song.
Why do you say this is a horrible sounding song?
I think it is. I don't think. I know that everyone listening to that feels manipulated. They feel used. They feel as if they don't give money to the SPCA, that they're the worst people in the world. I think they've grown to resent violently these people that are canvassing for money for the SPCA by showing me a cat that has been beat up or dropped into a grease trap or something, or a dog that got beat. And I think we've got to get our heads screwed on a little bit about the dog, about the SPCA. I don't think there's anything wrong with the SPCA. By the same token, I will not be made to feel as if I am a criminal because I kicked my dog out of the way when I'm getting something done in the garage, and this mangy thing is laying there. I think it's very unfair.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. It all depends, sir, on what you mean by kick. You kick your dog out of the way, you nudge it with your foot, or you kick it. Which is it? The SPCA ads that have been on television, how are they affecting you guys? Are they making you resentful of the SPCA? Do you feel manipulated? Do you feel used? Do you feel, that you're being guilted into, are you now finding that you don't like animals as much as you used to? Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and we're talking also with Lloyd Bonafide here, who's a retired executive in Alhambra. He's talking about how he now feels not all that well disposed towards animals because of the blind manipulation of the SPCA. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
You've kicked the cat, haven't you?
Kick the can.
Oh, is that what it is?
Phil Hendry.
Phil, welcome back. And we have Lloyd Bonafide on the line with us. We're speaking with Mr. Bonafide tonight about the ASPCA, and by that I mean the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and this is a campaign that they have on television, which is quite effective. It's very emotional. We do see these poor animals that are being abused. I don't know if any of you have seen the spots. I suspect you have. The commercial that my producer sent me is the British Columbia. What do you people watch in Seattle? Do you watch Canadian television? Is that what's going on? In any event, we have with us Lloyd Bonafide, who you have said, sir, your reaction to these commercials has been decidedly negative. Now, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that.
Well, again, you have to realize that I'm a United States Naval veteran of the Korean War. When I come back to the United States as a young man, I wanted to come back to a country that was going to be a sober and hardworking environment for human beings to excel and achieve in. And over the years, I've seen us indulge in things that one can scarcely imagine, until we've reached the point now where I take a cat and I throw it into the backyard, and I'm now a criminal. And
it depends, again, sir, on what we're talking about. You have said that you kick a dog.
I don't kick a dog. I move the dog out of the way. And
you throw a cat into the backyard.
Let me explain something about cats, and this is why that commercial is not very effective. Most people don't like cats. Most people like dogs, but most people don't like cats. I don't know why it is. I like cats. But I think I treat cats better than most human beings do, because most people, if they were given the choice, I think would eradicate them off the earth.
I like cats.
Yeah, good for you. You like cats. So do I. You know?
I like cats a lot. In some ways, I like them better than dogs.
Well, that is something that I think is a problem. I think you need to like a dog better than a cat. But
all right, 877-876-PHIL. Talking with Lloyd Bonafide here concerning these ASPCA or these BCSPCA. I don't know which.
Well, I don't watch the commercials from Canada. I don't know what you're talking about. But
well, we're talking about animal cruelty. Now, if you kick a dog, what kind of dog do you kick?
It's a boxer.
I mean, what I meant to say was, when you kick it, you haven't told me whether you're nudging it.
If you walk up to a dog and he's laying in front of you, you kick it out of the way. If you have a cat, and the cat is in a workshop area, or is rubbing itself all over you, and you don't like to get rubbed on by a cat, and again, some people are allergic to them, then you take it, you put your foot under it, and I don't know if you've ever done it, but the cat's, you know where the cat's belly is, you put just your foot underneath the cat, and you flick it up in the air. Now, that will clear the animal from the area that you're working in without causing the animal any real distress. But what you're attempting to do is you don't want to be cruel, but you've got to get that animal out of there because you've been fooling around with cats and dogs walking through your workspace all morning.
Well, why are you fooling around with cats? You're telling me that because of these SPCA ads, we're basically living with animals.
Well, we are guilted into giving over our living space, giving over our workspace, in some instances, giving over the rooms that we sleep in to dogs and cats. To have a dog sleeping in the same area that you sleep in, or a cat sleeping in the same area that you sleep in, is not a normal, natural act. And yet, that's what we're doing. Now, again, if there's a cat or a...
Well, I don't know that that's the case. There have been people have been had cats and dogs in their houses for a long time.
If you were, and it's been a long time, Mr. Henry, since I've been a single man, but if you're a single man and you're invited over to a young lady's house and for whatever reason you're spending the night with her, and you are spending the night with a young lady and she's got cats and dogs that are crawling all over you while you're in the you know, and I forgive me for saying, while you're in the bed with a woman. And you know what I mean by that, don't you?
Yes, sir, I think I do.
All right. How do you feel about having a dog while you're doing whatever you're doing with its nose up your you-know-what?
I don't think that I'd... If you're going to be spending the night...
Well, hold on. Don't answer the question, because I'm telling you, it is not a natural thing for a woman to invite a man to her home and expect him to sit down and eat dinner with her, or expect him to even spend the night with her while she's got these animals crawling all over the table, sitting under the table while you're trying to eat a meal. And then when you get your clothes off...
All right, this has gone beyond talking about animal cruelty, though.
No, it's not, sir. We're talking about giving over our living space to animals as the result of this Sarah McLachlan and the people that she is associating herself with.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Lloyd Bonafide here about the SPCA animal cruelty ads. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. We'll take some phone calls this segment for Lloyd Bonafide as we talk about the ASPCA commercials that you see on cable television, generally late at night. I don't really know if they're I guess they air during the daytime. I've seen them a lot where they show those terribly abused animals and the dogs and the cats. And Sarah McLachlan, who is the singer.
What is the young lady's name again, Bill?
Sarah McLachlan. And in any event, you have made the point, sir, that the commercials themselves are almost counterproductive.
Well, yes, sir.
In the way that you feel manipulated by them. But I don't quite understand you when you say that they have inspired you to be cruel to animals.
I love animals. And I love animals since I was a boy. And as I mentioned to you earlier, when I was in Korea, we had a beagle that the bosun and one of the junior grade lieutenants found this beagle in Japan. So we had this animal on board this destroyer that we were on. Now, when the word came that we had to go to the Chosin Reservoir, I took this beagle and I threw it overboard. And the reason why I did that is I had no choice, and I felt terrible about that. And it stayed with me all of my life so that I had dogs and cats and tried to teach myself to treat them better is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, sir.
And then along comes these commercials, and suddenly I'm back to the old mindset.
So you want to hurt an animal when you see these commercials?
No, I don't want to hurt. I'm so sick of looking at those commercials that it's not even worth it to have a pet. So when I see a cat, as I mentioned to you earlier, and my next door neighbor, Madeline Carruthers, she was married to a man who had killed himself some years ago. And this was as the result, and I'm not proud of this at all, sir, as the result of me having a relationship.
With the woman?
With Mrs. Carruthers, yes. And he had shot himself. And as the result of that, she was not of a mind to have anything more to do with me, although she still lives next door. And when the ASPCA commercial came on about the animals, and I flicked a cat with my foot and it flew over into her yard, she became emotionally distraught, thinking that she was losing her mind.
And why?
Say that again?
Why was she becoming emotionally distraught? Because you kicked a cat?
Not because I kicked a cat, no, sir. Because she had... When I flicked it, and I didn't kick it, I flicked it up, I put my foot under the belly of the cat and flipped it. It didn't flip it, it didn't go end over end, but I sort of flickered it, you know?
No, I don't know what you mean. You flipped it up in the air?
I didn't flip it, it didn't go...
I know you didn't flip it so it went head over heels, but you flipped the cat in the air.
Yes, sir. And the animal fell into her yard, and she saw this and became emotionally distraught. At that point, I got a measure of satisfaction knowing that I had created a nervous condition in her that I think was payback for her dumping me after her husband shot himself. You understand? And so
we're getting off into some areas here, sir. I don't need to know about your relationship with a woman, or otherwise.
Well, but I'm telling you about kicking a cat. I kicked a cat into her yard.
I know you kicked a cat into her yard, and I know you kicked your dog. Are you saying that's because of the ASPCA?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That the woman next door, who already suffers from a debilitating nervous condition as the result of the ASPCA. God, I wish that I could keep my mind.
ASPCA.
The ASPCA, as the result of their commercials, I became so distraught and irritated that I flicked a cat in the air. Now, what is it about that you don't understand?
I understand that perfectly. You got angry. You kicked a cat.
I did not kick the cat.
All right, you flicked it with your foot.
Yes, sir.
And the cat flew into this woman's yard.
Yes.
All right. The yard of a woman that you'd had an affair with, and as the result of you having an affair with her, her husband shot himself.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
So she was in a very delicate, nervous condition.
Yes, for several years now.
Okay, so you had this affair with her many years ago?
Yes, sir.
And her husband shot himself.
Right. I remember the time. It was 2 a.m. because I was getting a... I'd gone to the kitchen. I'd gotten up, and I'd gone to the kitchen. And I remember drinking right out of the carton of milk in the refrigerator, which I never do. And as I put the carton to my lips, I heard the very quick, sharp report of a 38. And I whispered to myself the one word, Carruthers. And then I commenced to drinking probably half the carton of milk.
That's very interesting, sir. But and it's very tragic, and it's very sad. But,
I'm not saying the APCA, I'm not saying...
The ASPCA.
I'm not saying that the ASPCA caused him to kill himself. I'm not saying that at all. I take that on myself. Although I believe Madeline had more to do with it than I did. I'm saying that the ASPCA caused me to kick an animal into her yard, and I flicked the cat so well it looked as if it was flying.
And she saw this cat, and she had a relapse.
She saw a cat sail through the air, and she had a nervous reaction to it. Yes, sir. That's all I'm trying to say.
And you understand that it's a very bizarre story, and the other thing...
I understand that. Yes, sir.
And the other thing that's difficult is to how to put it together with what it is we're talking about. I don't want to say that I don't care about Mrs. Carruthers. I do. And your problems, that's fine. But the fact of the matter is, the basic kernel that we're talking about here is you're blaming these commercials on television of the abused animals. You're blaming those for making you kick that cat or flick that cat, as you say.
I'm flicking the cat. Yes, I am. And it's because, you know, those animals look so pathetic and they look so sickly that there isn't more that I can do for them. People don't always realize, you know, that cats have nine lives, and you can kick them and flip them and flicker them, even a kitten. But I love cats. And
well, I don't believe that at all. I think it's horse dung, and I think people are very abusive to cats because they got some stupid ideas about cats.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Then you shouldn't be kicking the cat.
I thought I had done something that was benign. The animal flew through the air. I kicked it or flipped it up in the air a good 10, 12 feet. But, you know, cats will land on their feet.
Uh-huh.
And she went, and what happened was that Madeline, as soon as I saw the cat disappear behind her fence, and then you could have beat 1, 2, 3, and I heard her scream and come running out the front door, howling with her robe flowing in the wind. It wasn't, you know, it was one of those.
And did they call the ambulance?
Did they call an ambulance? No, they. I called an ambulance. What they?
Well, whoever. Someone called an ambulance.
Yeah, me. Not they.
Okay, you called the ambulance.
I knew, yeah, right away. As soon as I heard her howling through the front door, I got on the phone and I said, we need 911 emergency, and they arrived. Now, they put her in a psychiatric unit. I told them about the cat, but these doctors think they know everything, so...
All right, well, I hope you get your problems worked out.
I don't have any problems.
Yeah, you got some problems. You got some serious problems. There's no question you got problems.
You didn't flip a cat?
He didn't flip it. He flicked it. Didn't you hear him? You got to get these things straight, man.
Yeah, I flicked it, not flip.
877-876-PHIL. And as the result of that, the woman went howling out the front door, and she went into the nut house. And this is all because of Sarah McLachlan and her ASPCA ads. All right, 877-876-PHIL. And our web address, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Pick up a backstage pass, brother. We're going to have our Sunday night Phil again this Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Three solid hours of classic Phil Hendry on the website. PhilHendryShow.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
About that cat, though.
I don't care, man, what that guy's story is.
You remember that guy called in, though?
About what?
He called in about, I don't know, called in about 5 years ago. He said he had a sip of buttermilk, and then he said Carruthers.
He had a sip of buttermilk, and he said Carruthers.
Yeah, but he heard a... Excuse me. He had a... he heard of a...
Not belching my face, man.
Sorry. He heard a pistol shot, and a man, and then he goes, Carruthers.
I don't remember the guy calling in. He did?
Yeah, he called up. He said he went to the kitchen to get buttermilk. He doesn't say buttermilk this time, that was buttermilk. And he heard a shot, and he said, Carruthers. And he had been having an affair with that lady next door.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all. That's the same guy?
Yeah, it's the same guy. He'd had an affair with a lady, and a pistol shot rang out.
Oh, God. And now the guy's blaming all of that on the fact that he flips a cat up in the air in the ASPCA. Holy God. Lindsay Lohan jailed after failing drug test. Speaking of failed drug tests, Lindsay Lohan returned to jail in handcuffs today after a judge... I say today, we've still got about 12 minutes left of today. After a judge refused to set bail and ordered her to remain in custody for failing a drug test until another hearing in almost a month's time. Bailiffs escorted the actress from the Beverly Hills courtroom. Immediately after hearing, which lasted less than 10 minutes, Lohan's father, Michael, he said, oh, God, as his daughter, Rose, looked at her attorney and was taken away. God, this Michael Lohan, maybe I'm missing something about this guy. I don't understand him at all. His daughter doesn't like him. She wants him away from him, or from her. You can tell a mile away the guy's a weird ass. You can tell a mile away the guy's a stage father. And he sticks his kisser in the middle of all this stuff because he wants a little love for himself. His daughter doesn't like him. Nobody else likes his ass, except maybe, you know, some of the people he has gathered around him. But I can assure you, sir, that the public, we don't even know why the hell it is we got to hear about you half the time. Because I'm her father. Yeah, okay, you're her father. She's an adult woman. And whatever it is you're doing as her father, man, you ain't doing it all that good.
Yeah, I bet you she's going back to jail to get away from him.
I wouldn't doubt it. Judge Eldon S. Fox and the Los Angeles Superior Court would not agree to a request for bail from Lohan's attorney, Sean Chapman Holly. It'll be Lohan's third jail stint for a three-year-old drug and drink driving case. I like that better than drunk driving.
Yeah, it sounds better.
Lindsay Lohan's father, Michael Lohan, erupts at his daughter's lawyer for making bad decisions at a press... That's why she's in jail, sir. Her lawyer made bad decisions, yeah. For making bad decisions at a press conference immediately following the court appearance. And now the guy's got his face at a press conference. Somebody, if ever a guy needed a cream pie in the kisser.
Quite honestly, I thought Sean Chapman and Holly would be down here and I'd have a chance to address her and her decisions in representing my daughter. To begin with, I've been asking that Lindsay go into a rehab all along. She should have never, ever, ever had to face jail time or incarceration in the UCLA medical facility. Personally, I feel Sean and the people around Lindsay who are representing her are responsible. When Lindsay was supposed to go into Morningstar Rehab,
They started to reconstruct everything there for Lindsay to accommodate her. Sean Chapman Holly leaked that to the press because they wanted Lindsay to get out sooner and have her in UCLA so she wouldn't spend much time in a rehab. They're destroying my daughter's life.
What a, that guy's a, he's a disgrace. Here he is taking the opportunity to attack his ex-wife.
I'm praying that Dina finally gets on the same page with me and does something about this. I just hope the judge remands Lindsay to a rehab for a longer period of time, and the people in Lindsay's life that are destroying her life and leading her down the wrong path are weeded out, and I hope that just God comes into her life and touches Dina's heart, because the woman that I see in that courtroom now, my ex-wife, is not the woman I fell in love with and married.
Of course.
I made mistakes myself.
Really?
I fixed them.
Really?
I've tried to help my family. I've done everything I wanted.
Extorted
by Dina constantly for money, and all I do is give her everything she wants with promises that she'll help mend things, and she doesn't. But you know what? This is not about anyone else but Lindsay.
Of course not. But let's take the time to talk about your ex-wife. Well, that was fantastic, man. You never done anything wrong. What a joke. You know, these people with their kids in the Hollywood, and you ain't the actor. She is. You're not the star. She is. Nobody wants to hear from you and your problems with your wife.
And another thing I'd like to say, who are you? I'm her father.
You're her father. Oh, great. Well, then you ought to go into jail with her.
I've tried to do everything that I can. My wife, Dina, and my, and the lawyer, and the police,
you are just fantastic, Jack. You know what would make you even better? If you just freaking disappear, man. Every time I turn around with a story, here's this jackass. That poor kid, that Lohan kid, she's a good actress, and that's about what she does. She's an actress, okay? She's in the movie. She's on a TV show, whatever she does. She's got a drug problem, and she better clean that up. She's not unlike a lot of people who have drug problems. Hers is very public because of the nature of the work that she does. But nonetheless, it's the work that she does. It's not curing cancer. I understand that. It isn't anything that were Lindsay Lohan to stop acting tomorrow, the world is not really going to notice it all that much, except maybe Michael Lohan and what he's got planned for the next few years to keep his ass from having to work. But your daughter, sir, is, to the extent that she's made people happy with her acting, yeah, she's great. Going into jail, no one cares. You running your big fat mouth. Why don't you write a book? Why don't you do a documentary? Why don't you, I don't know, collect coins or something? Meanwhile, in the other world of entertainment, which is television, in a moment of major upheaval in the media industry, on Friday, CNN and NBC Universal each announced the replacement of top executives. Now, this may not mean a whole lot to you folks, but it is significant in that NBC Universal Chief Jeff Zucker and CNN President John Klein both have been fired. John Klein's been there for a long time, about 6 years. Zucker has been there a long time. And there are some people who wondered why, but while there are major differences between the two businesses, common themes underlie the personnel moves. Both CNN and NBC are on TV. No, I'm kidding. Both CNN and NBC Universal are being buffeted, as all media organizations are, by the rapid rise in online competition. No kidding. No kidding. Despite that upheaval, both organizations are solidly profitable, but CNN and NBC have suffered erosion in their primetime ratings. Jeff Zucker is the better known of the two figures and has a reputation as having been a boy wonder. He became executive producer of the immensely profitable Today Show. Let me explain something to you guys, because I understand there's people scratching their heads. They're saying the following thing. We don't get it, Phil. How can it be profitable and yet these guys are being fired? I'll tell you why. When you don't show audience growth, you may have a lot of money from advertisers. And why? Because the advertisers have traditionally always been there for you. They'll say, oh, yeah, the Today Show. Oh, yeah, Jeff Zucker. Oh, yeah, NBC. And they buy and they buy and they buy. But if you do not show ratings growth, if you show ratings, as they put it here, erosion, if you're not showing the advertisers that their dollars are well spent by some kind of audience reaction in the positive way, the advertiser says, well, all right, I've invested enough money with your dog and pony show. I'm getting out of here. That hasn't happened yet, but NBC's heavies, the guys in the boardroom, anticipate that. and they don't want to see it happen. They're saying, we're profitable now, Jeff, but where are our ratings? Well, I've, yeah, you've been telling me that for 10 years, man. And before we start losing our advertisers, you too, Klein, we're going to have to kick your asses to the curb and get some people in here that can start programming so that we do not have to see that dollar erosion, right? Like we're already seeing the ratings erosion. Because in the broadcast business, ratings come first. They fall first, then your ad revenue falls after that. So you may lose your audience, but your ad revenue is still doing pretty good. Eventually, though, the buyers see the audience leaving, and they leave. That's what NBC is trying to keep from happening. Okay?
Are you going to say that again? I was really bitching, but there would be more time for it.
I don't know, bud. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. There's a lot of other stuff to talk about, including another execution, this time in California. Yes! I'm just kidding. I didn't...
Yeah, say that again.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, yeah, I'm now...